Pablo for breakfast. Get it when you want with the best bits plus new stuff you haven't heard. Download the Listener app now.
Let's get our Thursday thoughts on our wellness coach, Andrew Joblin, today. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, we're talking this morning about trusting your old body. I like it.
Yeah.
What are we going to trust it with?
Well, look, mate, the reality is our mind will send us on a merry dance if we let it. Yes. Our brain, we cannot rely or trust on our thinking or our thoughts. We certainly can't rely on other people's opinions. There's really only one part of who we are that we can trust, and that's our body, because our body never lies to us. Our body's incredible if we just trust it and listen to it. It tells us whatever's going on in your life. If you just stop and listen to your body, you'll work it out.
Now, is this a little bit like trusting your gut?
Yeah, it's exactly like trusting your gut. I mean, when every single person on the planet has a unique DNA, a unique code, and that uniqueness is made up of values, things that we value in life, whether it's family time or it's freedom, it's honesty, it's generosity, whatever that is. We all have an identity as well, this who we are, and we all have an identity. We all have not everyone has identified it yet, but a purpose or a meaning in life. Mm-hmm. Now, we all have that. It's all rewritten. It's preordained or whatever you want to call it. We're born with it. Now, in life, we get distracted. We get taken down paths. We get tempted. We look at things from a societal point of view, and we see what other people value or what society values. And all of a sudden, we feel like we've got to, what our parents value, what our friends value, different behaviors and all sorts of stuff. And we're always looking to see what is acceptable. And unfortunately, what happens is often the things that we feel are acceptable for us, so we will be accepted and part of a normal society, is very much misaligned with that inner person.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm with a group of people and their values is money. Lots and lots of money. And in the pursuit of money, you do something that compromises your beliefs or your values, then your body's going to yell at you. And you might think you're doing the right thing. You might feel like from a mind point of view and a lifestyle point of view, you're doing everything right. But your body is going to yell at you and say, this is wrong for you. And your body never lies. Because if you've got values of your values of compassion and your values are generosity and your values are honesty, and you're doing something to make money that compromises those three things, then your body's going to feel it. And that is gut feeling. That's intuition. And your body will always tell you whenever there's a feeling, and we've spoken about this before, mate, emotion is your body's way of communicating with you. So anger, anxiety, fear, stress is your body yelling at you, going, hey, you need to listen to me. I want to tell you the truth. The problem is most people don't ever stop to listen.
That's what I was going to say. That's probably the key bit. The body's yelling out, but we probably ignore it most of the time, don't we?
We do. We go, oh, look, this is causing me fear or anxiety, but that's okay. I've got to achieve this or I've got to do this or I've got to tell that person this or I've got to whatever. And we don't ever honor our body. Our body, it's such a miraculous thing. And we are a unique spirit. Our body is made up of the essence of who we are and at the core and what we're born with. And, And you talk to people that are aligned with, and they're living their life in alignment with the things they value. Life is easy. Life is smooth. Things happen. They attract great things into their life. They end up with great relationships. Their health is better. They end up successful financially because they're following their true purpose. They're actually listening to their body. And when they feel like, yep, this is right, it feels right. We all know when something feels right.
Yeah.
And we all know when something feels wrong.
Mm.
The problem is, often things feel wrong, but we do it anyway. We push through, tough it out. That ridiculous stereotype of she'll be right, mate. Things we do to our health and things we do to a whole range of things. We feel like we've just got to keep going because that's what's expected of us, but it's not. What's expected of every single person is to listen to your body, follow your values, what's true to you, and live the life that is uniquely yours to live, not anyone else's to live.
A good reminder to slow down and listen then, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You can find out more, read more in depth on that at andrewjoblin.com.au. Mate, always good to chat. My body's telling me go have a nap. I'm off.
My body's telling me it's time to eat, so I'm going to go and eat some food.
Catch you next week.
See you, Pablo.
It's the podcast for Karratha, the Pablo for Breakfast podcast, streaming now on the Listener app.